Well, hello everybody and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, streaming live on BBS Radio from California, syndicating to over 100 other stations globally, and also popping up on iTunes and also the new podcasting platform Podopolo, eventually. So I'm here today with my beautiful guest, Chesund Gregory, who lovingly goes by Chessie. So welcome, Chessie. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So if you're just tuning in and you've never listened to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, I'm your host, Yvonne E.L. Silva. And the Women and Wisdom radio show is really designed to showcase amazing women. It showcases stories of women who have risen from some sort of tragedy to triumph, typically, and are now out there in the world doing amazing things. Why do I do this work? Well, my role is uplifting the spirit of humanity, and I love celebrating women. That was the focus when I wrote my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, after growing up with my mom, who was very suppressed by my dad. He literally, with PTSD, drained the dignity right out of her. And I swore I was never going to be like that. I was going to use my voice, and now here I am as an executive coach, mentor, founder for Women and Wisdom Media, showcasing amazing women and helping mission-inspired women entrepreneurs to flourish in business. Mostly that's using their voices to have sales mastery, to have more confident conversations. And so I am delighted that I'm connecting with another Women of Inspiration nominee award recipient. I have spoken to so many amazing women recently, I've lost track. Are you a 2020 award recipient or a 2021 nominee?
2021 nominee.
2021 nominee. Okay, well, I will cross my fingers that you do in fact receive one of those beautiful awards, which I did in 2018, Women of Inspiration Award for my work around mentorship. Just being nominated is a real honor, and it's amazing how many comments come out from people recognizing us that we never realized the impact that we were having. So here's a little bit about Chessie. So Chessie is the author of an award-winning book, Did Santa Wear a Mask? So timely, I love it. A multi-talented, resourceful, and naturally charismatic teacher. And I have to echo that because we've already had one conversation. Wife of a scientist and mother of two energetic boys, the Jag brothers. So when she's not teaching, she's most likely singing, crafting, gardening, or cooking up a storm for her young family. So she's using her communications nature to captivate young minds by engaging them in fun and exciting ways. And now working as a child advocate, she's empowering children by allowing them to voice their thoughts and ideas. So the bio is quite extensive. So I love your mission, inspire mompreneurs to confidently build meaningful connections to empower their children's voices. And you were inspired by your four-year-old son. I'm not going to get into that piece. I'm going to let you tell that story. I know that you were featured in the American Girl Doll Company in their new book release, also in Loblaw's Celebrate Your Kitchen catalog, Legmaster, Body Glove, Trailblazing Entrepreneur, also received the All Women Rock 2021 Women Entrepreneur Award. So woohoo, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you could join me. And I loved the story that you shared with me about your book. I would love to hear a little bit before that, though, how you got started. Because originally you're from Jamaica, right?
Yes, I'm from Jamaica.
And you've been in Canada, you're living in Eastern Canada. You've been here for 20 years?
No, actually, I've only been here going 7 years.
7 years. Okay. So why don't you share the story of how you grew up and how that has impacted this desire to share children's voices? I'm sure there's a beautiful story here.
Thank you. It's an honor to actually share that story. My entrepreneurial journey started from a young age. And as I grew and started different started different businesses to acquire money, because my family, we weren't able to have the resources and provide for the family as much as we wanted to. So I was able to see that there is a need to help myself up. And I was able to do that as I grew, and becoming an adult was almost the same for me. I try to figure out a way to stay active as a mom. And while I was out one day with my studies from Jamaica, I was out and I was breastfeeding my son. And at the time, a nurse walked by and she was amazed that I was breastfeeding my child. And he was happy from the moment she saw him. She knew he was a happy baby. But from her thought, he went under a cover and he came out and he was super excited. And she said to me, "Where can I get this? I would love something like this to gift to a family member or a friend." And at that time, my entrepreneurial background, I started to think, how can I create something like this to provide the need for other moms to breastfeed their children discreetly and maintain their grace in public? And this wasn't a cover that was available in Jamaica at the time. And because of my background as a couture, and I've studied couture techniques, I've decided with my mother-in-law, I would started to create that product that could serve that need for young mothers to breastfeed their baby discreetly in public, but also promoting breastfeeding, but in a discreet way and still maintaining their grace. And I was able to launch that product in Jamaica and feature it on some of their top radio programs and TV programs and their newspaper. And because of my son, that business was able to become the business that I've always dreamt of, one that was inspired by my family and a business that I was happy doing. And because of my son, his voice, just being around, and it inspired me to move in that path of achieving all the things that I desire. And and fast forward to 2014, we moved to Canada. And at the time, moving to Canada as a young teacher, I had no income at the time. And my husband, we were trying to settle in as newcomers. And that was very challenging, trying to balance raising a young child, looking for a job at the same time. And my husband was trying to upgrade himself in biopharmaceutical science. So it was a really tough time for us. I was mostly alone at home while he's trying to make ends as the supporter of the family. So it was a time where I had to create new opportunities and ways how to survive. And at the time I decided with my son, we used to do modeling back home. I've always been in pageants and as a beauty queen. So I decided with my son, we were going to go on that mission to try to create an opportunity for ourselves. And I was researching different modeling agencies in Canada, and I came across one, and at the time they wanted to see my son. The pictures were beautiful, and we went in for this one-on-one meeting, and they were super excited to meet my son. But my agent at the time, which she is still my agent today, she said to me, "Are you here for yourself?" And I said to her, "No, I'm actually here for my son." She's like, "Oh, you're beautiful." I said, "Thank you." And my husband started to reel all the things that I've done in the past. He mentioned, "She's a singer. She does this and she does that." And she's like, "Oh my goodness, you have all the qualities that we are looking for. I think this would be an awesome opportunity for you as well." And I believe that I could, but at the time, as moms, we try to put our family first and our children first. And at the time, I didn't really realize that's exactly what I was doing. I was putting my son first. And I mentioned to my agent that I will try with my son for a year and let's see how it goes. And I was also new to the business in Canada. So I wanted to be a really good support system for my son, rather juggling both of us at the same time. And things started to work out really well for my son. He was featured in a number of films and commercials for Mastermind and a few other TV shows recently for National Geographic Channel. So he's been quite active. And afterwards, I decided to take the plunge. And all those things came later on because of him. And there comes a book with a second child.
Well, that was an interesting insight. When we serve first, so servant leadership, we come from a service heart. It's amazing what other great things unfold for us. And I
Yes.
believe in the energy of reciprocity, creative consciousness and the energy of the universe. I mean, I'm not religious, but I am spiritual. And so when we do something good, it comes back in waves at us. And that's a great example of that. Somewhere along the way, your mum was sick too, right?
Yes.
Now,
Yes, my mom.
whereabouts was that happening?
That happened back in Jamaica, but I was already in
Okay.
Canada.
Okay.
And being the last one, her baby, the only girl, it was a very challenging time for me. I knew that Canada, and my husband knew that Canada had the opportunities that could help me to grow. And we wanted the best for our family at the time. So I had to make that tough decision to move to Canada. But while I was here, my mom was slowly drifting off. She had a really bad fall in her church in Jamaica, and she was unconscious for a while. And because of the concussion, she slowly deteriorated while also taking care of her first child, my eldest brother. At the time, he was very ill. So while she was trying to help him to get better, she was also slowly deteriorating. So having to take care of her first child and herself was really, really tough. So watching her go through that was really hard for me. And eventually my brother passed with a stroke at a young age. He was only in his early 30s at the time, and she passed beside my mom. So I think it took a toll on her. And as the only girl, my mom was slowly going off, and I wasn't able to be there for her and support her as a daughter would. So it was a time that took a lot from me because I wasn't able to be there and support her. And I knew she raised me to be that kind of support to others. And I was trying to go after that, but I wasn't able to travel back home and be by her side and support her. And as a woman, we want other women to actually help us. And she had four boys, and they were thankfully the ones that stood by her, and they supported her really well. And because of that, and I see how my brothers took care of her, I've been trying my best to also teach my sons how important it is to look out for the women in your life and support them regardless of what you're going through, because we all need men to help us to rise too.
Yes, that's so true. And even though, as you say, that was a really challenging time, not being able to be there for her, look at what happened in your shift, in your mindset of knowing that this was so important. This was a lesson that absolutely your sons had to learn, because it was so impactful for you. And I think, when we have those really heartfelt moments, though it's not the easy times when we learn our biggest lessons in life. It's when we go through absolute crap, pardon my French, and come out the other side, and we can look back and say, oh my goodness, I never dreamed that I would be able to come through that. It was just so painful, so emotionally tugging. And uplift, uprooting your family, moving to another country, it is challenging. I mean, I landed in Canada when I was 23, so I didn't have children and family at that time. And yet my mom eventually developed Alzheimer's. And so my sister was living 5 minutes away from her in London, luckily. So she was a ready support for her. It didn't stop the guilt though, when my mom would phone and she'd talk about the same three topics over and over and over again, because she was an Alzheimer's, so stage three by then. It was very challenging, very challenging. So you figured out how to continue your teaching career in a new country. You've got your business going, you've got the modeling happening, and then you also got involved with this idea of writing and writing a children's book. So tell me about that experience and how that got started.
I'm super excited to share that one. I am excited about all the things that my children inspired me to do, but this one, I believe, is one of the greatest so far. When my son asked me during the early onset of the pandemic, he said to me, "Mommy, will Santa wear a mask?" And I was stunned because this was early May, and as an educator, we thought, okay, it's March break. You'll be going back to school. This won't be around for a long time. So I tried to think of the different ways how I could actually answer his question, but I had no clue how to properly answer that question with all the different strategies I could ever think of. And that was when I realized that my husband, with a scientist background, we would figure out a way how to preserve the Christmas tradition for children, because we realized that we wouldn't be the only parents that needs to figure out how do we answer this question for children and preserving the Christmas tradition. That is one of the first things that children believe in, and it reels into the different things that children we try to get our children to believe in themselves, believe in all the things that they can be. And that's the first thing that they learn to believe in Santa. And I didn't want to take away that from other children, because that's just a stepping stone of believing in themselves and all the things that they desire. So I set out to empower my children's voices and showcase to other families how they can actually empower their children with a book. So I've created different strategies in the book to showcase how we can inspire our children and hear them when they speak. And that question was one of them that really started this book. And I've created so many different strategies and embed different ideas in the book. And one of the ones that resonates a lot with me that I try to preserve for my children and show to other parents, because I'm sure they have different things at home that their children have been doing but didn't realize, oh my goodness. So my eldest, he created this cape when he was, I believe he was 3 and a half, and he drew the cape, and my younger one was just born at the time, and I believe it was an awesome way that a baby could actually show that they're happy that another sibling is in the house. But I didn't realize that at the time. And he drew the cape, and he drew a line down the middle, and half was his favorite color. But at that time, my little one started to love, like, he would be fond of the color yellow. Everything he would say, yellow, yellow. I said, "Oh, is this your favorite color?" And he would say, I think he would nod or something, and we eventually started to give him yellow stuff because he was more fond of having yellow things, yellow cutlery, his bowl, his cup. And my son drew half the cape in his favorite color, which is green, and the other color, which is yellow. And in the middle, he had the letter J in it. And the J represents their initials. They're both JAG, first name J and middle name A. And he created the J with both their representing their initials. And I thought, how cute is this? And I got a ha-ha moment. And I asked my mother-in-law, I said, would you be able to, at the time, because I was taking care of two young children. So I said to her, would it be possible for you to make this cape for the boys? And she was honored to actually make the cape. So I took a picture of it and I sent it to Jamaica. Thank goodness for technology. And the capes came back, and I have the capes today. The boys love to wear them. And that represents the way how moms can actually empower their children's voices. Different children have different ways and ideas that they'd like to express. Some it's musically, some it's in a different way of creating things. And we often think that the grass is greener on the other side as family, as people, but instead we don't really realize the grass is green where we are. Our children are actually having all the elements. They're putting them out, but it's hard to recognize and to see that. And in a recent conversation with a mom, I said, "You are actually doing a really good job with your daughter." And I said, "You are empowering your children, because I remember you asked me, There was a birthday party, and I mentioned to her that you mentioned that your daughter loves drawing, and you said, why don't we could actually get a book for her? And I said, that's how you're actually helping to empower your child. And she's like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that as well. So I try to remind her to keep doing that, because it will actually push her child to success. And we have to embrace what that looks like for our children and hear the different things that they want to do in life. And it
Right.
comes in different ways. So this
Yeah.
was how I showcased one of the elements in my book with the Jag brothers in the story. It features the Jag brothers, which are my two sons, and they're wearing their capes.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, it's such a simple concept and yet so impactful. You know, when they came up with, Superman and his cape, and then it was, Supergirl and Superwoman, all it takes is, standing with your hands on your hips as a woman in sort of Wonder Woman pose, and Amy Cuddy, who is a social psychologist, talks about this in one of her TED talks. But literally, if you stand in a Wonder Woman pose, feet wide apart, stance, hands on hips, and you do that, you can do this in the bathroom, ladies, before you're going into a job interview or making a big presentation. Take 3 minutes to stand in the bathroom in Wonder Woman pose. It'll actually elevate your cortisol, and you will actually go out of that bathroom much more confident. So I think
I
of
agree
that
with you.
with the cape, right?
Yes, I do. I do agree with you. This was something that I tried to introduce to my sons, that the feeling of being empowered and how they can actually arrive at that. And that's one of the poses that I mentioned to them. And we tried it at home sometimes. My son recently tried it on a swing. So we were out in the park, and he did his pose, and he was trying to create it to feel empowered. And I thought, oh my goodness, he's actually creating his own way as well, how to feel empowered with his voice and with a simple pose. And it's amazing what that pose can do for us as women.
Yeah, absolutely. So, listeners, if you haven't, if you're not familiar with Amy Cuddy and her Wonder Woman pose, look up that TED talk. It's Amy Cuddy. It's also mentioned and referenced in my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. So, a child advocate, you empower children by letting them, allowing them to voice their thoughts and ideas, and then as a mom who is inspiring moms and mompreneurs as well, before writing your first book, inspired by, at that time he was what, four, your son?
Yes, he
You
was.
all you were also featured on Melody's Mother by the American Girl Doll Company in their new book release, Melody, No Ordinary Sound. Featured, as I mentioned briefly, in Loblaw's Celebrate Your Kitchen catalog as a lifestyle model for other well-known brands, including Legmaster and Body Glove. And then also as a, I think we'll title this show A Mompreneur's Journey, Savoring Another Kind of Success Inspired by the Voices of Our Children. That sounds like an amazing title, doesn't it?
I do love it.
Yeah. Well, my son actually has his own book too. He's a special needs son. He's now 26, but by the time he turned 21, his book came out before mine. And it came out, I mean, obviously I helped him put it together, but it was put together featuring his most popular artwork that he was doing. And he came running into me one day, Mom, Mom, I need a credit card. I'm like, okay. I mean, his social age is a lot younger than 26. So great, a sign of financial independence. What do you need it for, honey? Well, I want to buy a kid a smile, he says. Excuse me, I'm not following. So he pulls me into the living room, and he's watching a telethon of Operation Smile, where they're fixing the cleft palate for young children in poor countries. And he said, I need $250 on a credit card. So we applied, and eventually, because he's a special needs child, the credit card companies didn't know how to process that request. So eventually he got fed up of waiting for a card. He didn't want my card, he wanted his own, and said, I'm going to sell my paintings. And that's what he's been doing. He's been selling his paintings to raise money for Operation Smile. And he's actually now paid for five surgeries. I'm so proud of him. So that was what the book was all about. It was like a catalog of his paintings, But his was out before me. So when we went to Dragon's Den and showcased there, it was so interesting to watch them. Instead of giving him 3 minutes for his pitch, they stopped him finally at 9 minutes.
Wow.
So when we have an entrepreneurial mindset as moms, all it takes is watching that natural spark and gently blowing on it, like you would when you go camping, to watch it really turn into something that is brightly flaming and clearly seen for miles around. All it takes is the encouragement for our kids to light that spark and get it going. So thank you so much for the work that you're doing. So what's happened since you introduced Did Santa Wear a Mask? How has that helped you and your business take off even further?
That has been one of the most amazing things that has come to for me. I've been able to meet so many different people, understanding what I've been doing with my children, and realize this is something that the world needs to see. And we've been able to showcase that even more with the Jag Brothers. And I've been able to share proceeds from the book to different charities. So this is something that has opened different ways for me to showcase to my children in a fun and exciting ways how we can actually give back to our community. And this was something that was in my heart that I want to teach my children. But because of this book, it made it so much easier for me as a mom to share to my boys how important it is to give back to our community. And has little helping hands. We've been helping to build schools in Jamaica and help with providing meals for children in Canada. So this is something
Lovely.
that we're able to do because of that book. And we're also going out in the community as, on a monthly basis, donating food and clothing to different organizations. And they've been going with me, and they're so excited that this is something that we're doing for our community. And it's only the beginning that, this book has helped me to do with my family, and how other families can also showcase and inspire their children to rise and to teach them in different ways, because it's there in the family, but we just need help to recognize that and grow with our family and make family life fun and exciting. And this is the element that I'm grateful for. And I'm honored to share with the world as well with my boys.
I love it. And as you're talking, I'm thinking back to when I first took my executive coach certification. This is going back 10 years ago. One of my classmates was a beautiful lady, Vonda, who was at the time adopting two young girls. They were sisters. And I think they were maybe 7 and 9, 6 and 8, somewhere around that age at the time. And I just saw that one of them had graduated. I was so pleased to see her in a cap and gown. But the way that she was talking about raising those girls, who were obviously adopted from another country, was really putting the focus on intentional parenting. And I think that we don't, in North America, we don't put as much emphasis on that as we could. And once we have a project like this that is almost their project, you know, I mean, it's so much easier to have children do something when it's their own idea because they're motivated by it. Well, adults are like that too. I mean, that's what coaching is all about. It's not about telling someone, it's about asking a powerful question and opening up the space for them to make their own decision and come up with their own idea of how they're going to do it, which they're much more committed to. But with children, it's so easy because they don't have the same barriers in their mind that they can't do things, like anything is possible. And they're not afraid to try. I mean, if kids were afraid to try, no kid would ever walk, right? Because we all had grazed knees learning how to walk. So when parents are really intentional about how they want their children to grow and evolve, doing something that seems relatively simple, like, you know, taking food down to the food bank and taking your children with you and letting them really see the impact that it makes and how it puts a smile on someone's face is so powerful. And yet I think many parents, working parents, they're so busy, by the time they come home, they're just exhausted and they don't have that creativity, that bandwidth for that creativity to spark. So thank you for doing that work. Super powerful. I love what you've shared here, five key insights. Never underestimate how brilliant the mind of a child is. Be open and willing to thrive with your children for success. Never underestimate your parenting skills. Each child is unique in a way, while remembering that you'll always be your child's best advocate for their success. Absolutely. And again, it's simple things that bring us the greatest joy. If we think about gratitude, you know, I have a morning success ritual that includes gratitudes. And when I actually burned out, which was going back about 7 years ago now, because I was working with the wrong kind of client for me and it was draining my energy, took 3 months off, revisited, restructured my business, got clear on who I was serving, which is women entrepreneurs, mission-inspired women entrepreneurs. It was very easy because I was so busy, almost like running around in a pond and you're creating mud, like you're kicking up all the mud at the bottom with the activity. Once I stopped and took that 3 months off and was able to stop and stand still, it was like the water cleared, the water settled. I could have that clarity, exactly what I wanted to do. I knew what I needed. And instead of going out and looking for joy, because trying to find joy in other things, I realized it was all around me all the time, except I'd been going too fast to even notice it. And that's, I think, what one of the gifts are of having kids. They keep our minds young as well, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been growing with my children, and I realize that some of the best tips I get on a daily basis come from them. I recently shared on my Instagram page, I was out at a park a few weeks ago with my son, and while he was swinging, he was doing his pose. That's when he was recreating his pose. And he said to me, and I was listening, while I was listening to him, I heard something that was coming from his voice. And he said to me, even as he was swinging, he said, even if you're a few feet off the sand, just keep going. So for him, he was trying to go as high as he could. And in life, sometimes we try and we try. We want to get to that climax, but there are barriers. There are different situations that come up. But for me, I realized that even if you're a few feet off the sand, just keep going. You will get there. And that was a message that came from just a typical day out, taking some time with the children. And it reminded me, just keep going, no matter how difficult things may get. Just keep trying. Don't give up. So those words from him were so powerful. And they, when I needed that time to remember the things that I set out to do, it was helping me without me realizing that the time that we spend with our kids, it's not wasted. It's not wasted. There's so much that we can learn from them.
Oh, it's not wasted. Absolutely. And talking about that story reminds me of one Mother's Day when it was around that same time when I was feeling like I was in burnout. And my son was, even though he's special needs, he's very sensitive and very intuitive. And he bought me this beautiful leather bracelet that had silver filigree lettering on it. And it was all words that I needed at that point in time, like strength and love and resilience. And I wore that bracelet with all the words facing me for about 3 months, because I needed that strength, and I was drawing on that from him, and it was such a beautiful gift. And then I was going to a Reiki class, and my husband was still sleeping. It was an early start on the weekend. I was getting ready and getting dressed in the dark, put my bracelet on, got to the session, and as I looked down as we got started, I realized that I'd actually got it on backwards. That's what I thought initially. But in fact, I realized afterwards that when the words were facing out so other people could read them, that it was actually a sign that I had come through that chaos enough now that I was ready to start sharing with the rest of the world. And it was time for those words to be facing out and helping others. And it was just such a powerful thing. And he bought the bracelet. He was intuitive enough to know that that's what I needed right then. And it led me, it actually was part of the inspiration for getting my book started, which is all about the power of words, right?
Oh my goodness, that really touches a deep part in my heart, just realizing that your children, that your son has also inspired your book as well. So it's just another way of empowering our children as well. And I'm grateful that you are on this path that I'm on, that helps to empower children's voices too.
Empowering children and empowering women entrepreneurs. So there was some other key insights that you had learned as well. I mentioned a couple there. When you empower your children's voices and create meaningful connections, it attracts the right attitude to inspire them to thrive, and with repetition, things to fall into place. So true. What else have your boys taught you?
They have taught me to be even more confident in myself. This morning before we got on, my son made this for me, and it's been sitting beside me to remind me that I got this. So even when we feel like the world is coming down or we can't do the things that we want as much, they're reminding us that you've got this, because they don't know how to give up. They keep going. And my son was with this little button that he created, one for himself, one for his brother, and this is mine. So mine has the
Mom,
M.
right?
So so this is to motivate me, and I am honored that my son was able to see the need and create this opportunity to keep me calm and relax.
Excellent. It's so touching when they create things from scratch and they make things for you. One of the pictures in that book that I mentioned, which is one of the favorite prints that gets ordered, is actually a pink heart, and it's one that Alex painted me for Mother's Day, and it's just so beautiful. And so what we decided was after he takes quite a lot of time to create a painting. So after he created one, and I sold one to she was actually the president at the time for the Business and Professional Women's Club of Canada. And she loved his Stairway to Heaven painting. So after we'd sold the original, I was thinking, okay, well, now that that's gone, now what, right? So luckily, I had actually taken a photograph of it before I sold it. And so what we decided is we would make a limited edition number of prints, so 25 prints of each of his paintings. And that would continue and allow his legacy to carry on a little bit longer, so that every $25 print that gets sold, that is contributing to that goal of being able to pay for more kids to have more surgeries. Because when they smile, I mean, you know what it's like when your kids smile. I mean, it lights up a room, it lights up the world. And knowing that that contribution, when they're happy and when they're smiling, that will have such a massive ripple effect, that they will fill their own hearts with generosity and then go out and share that. It's massive. It's like dropping a pebble in a pond and just, ooh,
Yes,
incredible.
I definitely know what it feels like to want that smile and to share that smile. So what your son has done for these children, it's amazing, because as a child, I lived with keeping myself in for a long time, and I bumped my tooth when I was younger, and over the years it got deteriorated, and I had to try to figure out a way how to preserve that smile. And I was still very passionate about pageants, and not having that smile at that time held me back, but I had to keep going. So I know what it feels like to want to preserve that smile and the confidence that it does helps you to have. So I'm honored that your son is on that path to creating that smile for other children.
Yeah, well, it was his idea. So I did manage to get him on Global News. This is a few years ago now, and the host was, clearly so touched by it. And I've shared that clip with a number of people. I'll repost it back on my Facebook page after this interview airs, because I'm sure there's a few other people that would love to see it. And I had a colleague actually who aired that video just recently when he was talking with some young educators, and he was talking with the teachers of special education classes, and literally the room fell silent after the video stopped. And I think it was just so powerful because they realized, if this is the impact that one special needs child can make on others, like what's possible for everybody else who is not hampered by having either a physical or a mental limitation. So that's the gauntlet I'm going to throw down for everybody who's listening. If you are a parent, what are you doing with your kids to showcase the incredible generosity and humanity and what you can actually do when you give to someone else? That's a challenge I'm going to leave you with. So one of the other contributions obviously you're making is as a woman entrepreneur. So I am curious also to learn maybe a few things, maybe two or three things that you've learned that would be really important lessons for other women entrepreneurs to understand. What's been some of the biggest things you've learned on your journey?
I've learned that it's great to have a tribe. No man stands alone. And as a woman in business and growing, I realized that we all need a support system and sisterhood. And when we rise with each other, it creates the force that makes us even more powerful and feel like that superwoman. So I've learned that in all that you do, it's important to support others and to grow and to rise and to honor the success of other women, not just for yourself, but be a lending hand to those women that need you to rise as well. And I've understand that there's always greater and lesser person than yourself, but those people that are below you, you can actually help to elevate them, and the people that are above you can also help you to rise to your truest potential. And I have been blessed to have women in my life that have been helping me and being mentors in my life. And as a woman in the middle too, I've been able to help other women to analyze, and they've turned to me to say to me that I have this idea and I'm not sure how to go about it. And they've been able to come to me. And recently I was able to see that one of these women on their story on their website was able to share that how they went from not understanding what they wanted to do, but they had that person that was able to help them to see and to make their business come to life. So I've been grateful that I'm able to help other women to rise while I'm also growing with a really good support system. And meeting you as a woman too, of wisdom to support me in this journey as well. So I'm blessed.
Well, it's always amazing to connect with other women that are out there doing incredible things. Those who have a heart-centered business or a mission-inspired business, a philanthropic heart, are the ones that I connect with the most. Certainly when it comes to the Women and Wisdom, Words, Women and Wisdom book, that was one of the reasons why I decided back in 2018 when it launched, I was gonna not go to a traditional publishing house. I was going to start my own publishing house and self-publish because it wouldn't have allowed me the opportunity to do buy one, give one. And that model has enabled me to give away hundreds of books. I mean, not one at a time. Typically, they're in stacks of 10 or 20 to different women's organizations, shelters, not-for-profits, foundations. And it touches my heart every time it does happen. And then just the other day, I can't remember if I talked about this when we talked before, but I had someone reach out and they said, "Oh, you're Yvonne Silva, you're the author for Words, Women, and Wisdom." I'm like, "Yeah." And she said, "That book was on my nightstand when I was in the shelter. And I'm now just about to launch my own book. I've got my e-course coming out, and things have really turned around." And I was just, I mean, it gave me goosebumps, right? You talked earlier about goosebumps. It gave me goosebumps because she didn't say how much of an impact my book had had on her, and I have no idea, but just the fact that she'd even remembered it and remembered my name, and now she was off doing amazing things and in such a different place than clearly when she started reading it, that that was the icing on the cake. And it's yeah, you just never know. You never know how many people you're impacting, and it's just so powerful, especially for women to be lifting each other up. What's that expression? A rising tide lifts all boats. So yes, give someone a hand that has not been through what you've experienced before. Sometimes your journey doesn't have to be identical to their journey, but if we can leave those seeds of success, they can see where they might be able to plant them in their own garden and nurture, water, watch them grow, weed around them, and see what happens, because they know it's possible. Yeah, it's been so interesting chatting today. So very often I leave my guests with a gift. So right now, the gift I have is actually tied in with the launch of the audiobook version of Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversation. So I have a couple of dyslexic friends. I know that there are so many more women on the go who love audiobooks now. Maybe they have a challenge with reading, eyesight challenge. There's lots of reasons why an audiobook is perfect. So I encourage you to hop over to my website, Words, Women, and spelled out AND, wordswomenandwisdom.com. Click down on the page on the left side where you see the picture of the book and it has a little speech bubble, and that will take you to the details for the audiobook. And right now, there's actually four bonuses that are coming with the audiobook. So there's a quiz, there is a printed version of chapter 8 in an ebook, and there's a couple of other things, even including a 25-minute coaching session with me as a complimentary thing for purchasing a copy of the audiobook. So go to the website, wordswomenandwisdom.com, look for the audiobook bubble and pick up your copy of that today during the launch period while the bonuses are available. And I always invite my guests too, if there is a gift that you wanted to share with the audience, what could that be, Jessie?
It could be copies of my book. I have two copies that I would love to share with the guests that are on right now to be able to see how I showcase that, and as women, how we can support our children to rise.
Excellent. So, what would be the best way for them to get you that information? I know that you are on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on LinkedIn, you've got your own website. So, Chesand, Chesand Gregory, Gregory, chesandgregory.com. So, what's the best way for them to receive one of those two gift books? What a generous offer. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You can your guests can actually visit my Instagram page at author Chessie, Chessi, and communicate with me, DM me, and I'll be able to get back to them.
Author Chessie
Yes.
on Instagram. Excellent. Well, that's
Thank you
very
so much.
generous. So reciprocity is absolutely a key fundamental part of the way that I operate. I love talking with women who have risen from tragedy to triumph. Certainly emigrating from another country, looking at the ways that you've been very entrepreneurial yourself. Looking at how you've brought in the work that you're doing with your sons and the lessons, powerful lessons that you're teaching them. I am so honored that you were able to join me today. It doesn't surprise me that you have been nominated this year for a Woman of Inspiration Award. Those typically are shared later in the year, the results of those events and those evaluation committees. I did do a year on the evaluation committee several years ago, so I know how rigorous that process is to be receiving a Woman of Inspiration Award. So thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for the role modeling that you're doing for your children. Thank them for the role models that they're now able to share as kids, young kids, the Jag brothers, with others. And what is possible when you stand in your truth, when you are willing to check out and try new things and be persistent and be patient and watch things grow and just keep going, right? Just keep showing up. That in itself is such a powerful message. And then taking that further, when you're helping other people and bringing in the role modeling of being a philanthropist, is super powerful. and that ripple effect just keeps going. So I'm so glad that you joined me today. Is there anything that else that you wanted to add before we sign off for today? I'm sure the listeners have really enjoyed this conversation.
I want to say thank you so much for having me. This has been a really good opportunity to be able to speak with you and to share this story with other women and to understand that in all that we do, just keep going. No matter what the situation is, there's still a flame inside of you that's just waiting to ignite. So keep powering through all the struggles, all the triumph. Greatness is there. It's just waiting.
Greatness is there. It's just waiting. Put that on a t-shirt, somebody. From Tessie Gregory.
Thank you. So
once again, her book is called Did Santa Wear a Mask? It's available on Amazon, Chapter Indigo, Barnes & Noble as well. Can be purchased directly from her website, chessandgregory.com. If you're interested in Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, that's also available on Amazon as a paperback and ebook, and then more recently available on my website as an audiobook, and that's through Awesound. It's not yet popped up on Amazon or Audible, but it will. And so go to the website, wordswomenandwisdom.com, click on the button that has the book with the little speech bubble, and you can pick up the audio version. Thank you for sharing your time with me today. And the listeners, I hope you enjoyed this session. If you also want to stay in touch, hook up with me on LinkedIn or Facebook, and then you'll be alerted to the other amazing interviews that are coming up, and you can have a chance to listen to those live on the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you, Jessie.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, The New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.